Welcome to Tusome Hadithi, where we celebrate our African heritage through the storybooks we read. My name is Pharrell Wafubwa, and I am going to be reading Sikira Namwesifu Nosiendu Yuhule Kakunywa Kamechi Munji Chichimbo, or How the Rabbit Swore Never to Drink Water in Big Rivers, a folktale from the Bukusi community of Western Kenya. Make sure you listen closely for the sound of drum beats. The drum beats will sound when I say the special word of the story. Listen all the way to the end to find out if you guess the special word right. All right then, let's get started. Yabao hale abele chisangi cha menya mubulala. Yani chisangi ngano na ngano. Ya habane chikaruha na munomo. Ne hali. Chisangi chosi cha menya mubulala. Yabae nyangandala niyo. Si hongo chisiacho. Yani italangi. Yalanga kumuhungano yalo meliko. Muhungano kuno. Nenya buli sangi echevemu, senenye sangi yosi etambe mota. Long time and before, there lived all animals in harmony. Yes, animals of different shapes and sizes were friends, regardless of their mother tongue. There was this particular time when the meeting was called by the king, the lion, using his powerful voice. I call for all of animals to have a meeting tomorrow without fail. I want to make some announcement.
Nenyangange yola chisangi chekhala ne chisilindira sihongochi. Chareba namboko ne wanakwena aliwa. Ne chimo nicho si chichaku khatuyo. Sikila khatuyo niho khasale nende kwena. Ne khatuyu bwangu khepitisi ambo ekwena na kibolele ne khali endwala atit ne khali ngiye khuli kwa mabsano ne ndima bwangu ngibolela.
And when the day came before the king made his announcement, they realized that Mr. Crocodile wasn't in the meeting. And since Mr. Rabbit was the best friend to the crocodile, so all eyes went to him. And quickly, he defended himself by saying a lie, that I was with him. He was unwell. However, I'll make sure the information reaches him in good time.
Ngebasisi labario, siho ngojani etalangisiat. Nebulisanyi kumunuwa hukundi busa chu. Neyancha huba bolila.
Order, animals. Order. Mboke kuchakuba. Nesiselero. Munyanga chitaru chichi chabwen. Ne khali okhola siselero achakuba. Achakumanyikana endalo ne yodit. Ne ochakumtekhya musiselero esyo. Alikuba omwimelesi wenywe. Ha 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 ha. Abasa chimbi nono.
Khaba khuti bya biseta etalanyabwene na abwene yamala iryo
ne wow.
Within no time, the king stepped in the meeting and the silence was observed. Without wrestling with words, he made the announcement.
Order, animals, order.
As he cleared his voice,
I hereby announcing this, that in 3 days we are going to witness a big wedding between the groom and the bride. Claps? He continued. And the bride will be known on the wedding day, which is coming in 3 days. Of course, the groom will be the king himself, Makofi Kwangu.
And he left.
Chisangi chichindi charamao, nekukwinosya kumakuwa kesiselewa, nekukaba na kimilimo, nekulimo nende utehi. Sisi khasionge sichakuba, vapeni, nekimienya. Ekabiye kimienya ya kuila hatuyu. Nenga khaba khungila nekha kacha khebasi. Nekhalo makhali. Kumumilo kwa sese kuli kumulaita. Abakholandie. Nebwangu bwangu khakalukha sya lukendo.
nekharola wana kwena khucha go ikopa kumumile.
As the king left the meeting, all animals had a discussion talking about how the king's wedding should be. And duties were given, such as cooking, sitting arrangement, singing, and which other activities do you know? Mr. Rabbit was given the singing part, which he accepted. But on his way home, he thought how to make the king happy. And he noticed that his voice is not the best. Then he changed the direction to check on his friend, Mr. Crocodile, whom he sweet-talked and finally borrowed the voice on condition that immediately the function is over, the voice was to be returned to Mr. Crocodile.
Ngehola baka chula nende ekwena malabe ya manambo, ekwena elamua nekhali. Ngeba malabu sabuke nivali ha, ekobosi yeyo kumumilo kwe kwayo.
Hatu yunge kacha mubukeni. But since the voice was so good and everyone acknowledged it, the rabbit said to himself, "How about tomorrow something else comes up and they call for my song? Sikitani ramba.
I'm not returning this." He imenda.
Hatu yungi kacha mubukeni malabu wawa ni halota. Hungila hanja huirev. Nekumu mirokuno nako bosela ekwen. Malabu keni bubu undi wechao eholandie.
Woyaya koye.
Haba seha kakota? Huko bose yo seha kakota.
Hebula ibwene hacha hame nyane ende kumiro kwe kwena. Yali inda siyar? Enyangandala hatu yako haba nebulesi. Nekame chika nyole kasamulu ujiluvu ofu. Niluwe kwena ya menyamu. Ne kubele nduyu kaba sehebulila kama kuwake ekwenata. Ye furus ya chimbilo mpaka muluchi. Ne ngayanja busa kunywa kamechi. Ne kwene fututu siya nelirima kukwa mamechi. Ya katumbula ne kuri ikris ya chisangi chichindi. Ne halimu hatu yukosi. Hatu yukere machimbilo mpaka mulumako. Kika echira busa kaya. Ne kukui chubambo. Kukua amila luno. Sendi nyuako mulu uchilubo futa. Kabe kwene kolerio. Inyole inule kumumiro. Semako kongo.
Until the day Mr. Rabbit was thirsty. And the only place to get water was to the river. Not knowing the owner of the good voice is Mr. Crocodile. And he is always at the river. So he proceeded. But just when he was drinking from the big river, the crocodile, being mad at him, came out from the water with a loud bang, causing water to splash, scaring all the animals. Chwee! The rabbit ran away to hide in the bushes. He was breathing heavily and faster. And that's how the rabbit swore never to drink from the big river. Instead, he drinks rain and stagnant waters.
Esionisio sisia kamo sieluka no lwefwe.
And that's the end of our story.
Did you hear the drum beats? Did you discover the special word of the story?
If you said si selelo, you are right.
Si selelo means wedding. Wedding have always been special occasion to us as Africans as they marked the beginning of a new family. As Bukusus, we uphold thorough marriage traditions. Have you ever been to a traditional wedding? What was it like? Ask your parent or guardian to share your response through our social media handle, Instagram or X page at AfroKids Trust. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Goodbye.
This podcast has been produced with the support of Africa No Filter.